This being a special outside broadcast for tributes to the late Maulana Yusuf Quran, the father of Maulana Taha Quran. And we have had Sheikh Riyad that has given his condolences and a message to the family. And online I have Maulana Irshad Siddiq, who is currently living in Strand. And I said to him, Maulana Irshad Siddiq, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Maulana, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Maulana, yes, we have lost a great stalwart of the ulama of Cape Town today. Your thoughts on that?
SubhanAllah, I am really one of the youngest members of the fraternity of the ulama, if I can even call myself that. And I really must say what I know of Maulana Yusuf Quran compared to those who are more senior to me is but a drop in the ocean. But from a youngster's point of view, I can really say that we have truly lost one of Cape Town's greatest legends. He was literally there from the beginning of the MJC and up until this day. We lost the Mufti of Cape Town. Since the MJC, the Muslim Judicial Council, is the leading judicial body in the Cape and the first judicial body in the Cape, and he being the scholar who answers all the fatawa of that body, you know, he was the one who signed off on all the fatawa at the end of the day, even though myself and others were part of the fatwa committee. Maulana Yusuf Quran at the end of the day was the Mufti of Cape Town, and today we've lost him. So we've inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not remove knowledge from this earth by, you know, making the scrolls disappear, making the books disappear, but rather by taking the lives of the great scholars. Maulana Yusuf Quran comes from a great legacy of knowledge. I mean, this is a man who is constantly, he was constantly reading, he was constantly studying, he was constantly learning. He never considered himself, you know, done with learning. He always had a book in his hand, and he left this on with others. What I would like to say, my little contribution that I could possibly make, being a student of one of Maulana Yusuf Quran's sons, that is Maulana Taha Quran, and also having worked with him on the fatwa committee of the Muslim Judicial Council, what I would like to say is that, you know, we speak about people leaving behind a legacy. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke about, there's only three things that really you can leave behind that you can call a legacy. Number one is beneficial knowledge that other people will continue to benefit with after you have passed on. The second thing is to leave behind great progeny who can make dua for you and who can continue in your stead. And of course, the third thing is waladun salihun yad'ula. The third thing is, of course, sadaqatun jariyah, but leaving behind that charity, that perpetual charity that can go on and on and on. And of course, he left behind this great model of the MGC and the fatwa committee of the MGC. So we say to his family that our hearts go out to you, and Allah Ta'ala place sabr in your hearts, and we are continuously making dua for your father, inshallah.
Inshallah. Maulana Irshad, yes, I know that emotions are high today in the fraternity of the ulama. But lastly, from your side, the Quran family being rich in the knowledge of deen due to legacies that have been passed down, and how can the Capetonian people take heed of this?
SubhanAllah, all I can say is that we have to look at our examples and try our best to be to follow in those examples. Maulana Yusuf Quran has laid out an example of what knowledge and what living knowledge is supposed to be, and he has passed it down into his children, and they have passed it down to us, the students, and they have shown us that knowledge is an ocean, and don't think that if you put your feet in this vast ocean that you actually covered the entire ocean, but rather that you've just simply wet your feet. And they've taught us that, you know, that to always strive for the greatest and always strive for the best and always strive for heights that you can only dream of. Maulana Yusuf Quran was in a class of thousands of students in Dioban, and out of thousands of students he came first. His son Maulana Taha Quran was in a class of thousands of students in Dioban, and out of thousands of students he also came first. So SubhanAllah, Allah has really gifted them with ilm, and he has also gifted them with the ability to pass this ilm and this knowledge on to others. So we only ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use that knowledge and make us all benefit from that, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Maulana Irshad, Jazakumullah khairan for your time, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your du'as. Ameen. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So we had Sheikh Riyad Fatah, the first deputy president of the MJC. We had Maulana Yusuf, Maulana Irshad Siddiq, also of Strand, giving his thoughts and a message of condolence to the family, as well as a tribute to Maulana Yusuf Quran. I have with me now a and a piece that was written by Farid Sayed, the editor of Muslim Views, saying, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." May Allah grant Maulana Yusuf Quran the highest place in Jannah. I feel a personal sense of loss having first met Maulana as a child way back in 1966 when he used to visit my late uncle Muhammad Zubair, the founder of Muslim News. And this relationship continued to grow when I started off as a journalist in 1976. May Allah place sabr in the hearts of the family, friends and colleagues to bear the loss with strength. May they be comforted by the fond memories and the scholarly contribution of Maulana Yusuf Quran that will remain as a lasting legacy. That beautiful words coming from Farid Sayed, the editor of Muslim Views, inshallah.